This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis says he hopes lower COVID-19 infection numbers will let him lift the statewide stay-at-home order on April 26. Polis says 190 people have died of COVID-19 in Colorado, and more than 1,100 are hospitalized. He says there are 5,400 confirmed cases of the virus. Polis says social distancing measures are helping, but that the effects are delayed, so the number of cases is still growing. The president has approved the governor's request for additional funding to support the Colorado National Guard during the COVID-19 outbreak. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The decision means the federal government will pick up the entire tab for the state's mobilization, but command and control of the Guard will stay with Colorado. Most members of the Colorado congressional delegation signed on to a letter supporting the request. Only Republican Ken Buck did not. He cited concerns over the broad authorities asked for. More than 250 Guard members are helping with the public health crisis in Colorado. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
This is day two of Denver Public Schools remote learning. Students and teachers are holding online classes 3 weeks after schools were closed. Third grade teacher Jessica Erickson says things went well yesterday and she's looking forward to the adventure.
This is a fun opportunity to really relearn and fall in love with teaching in a different way.
Denver schools will continue remote learning until May 29th, the end of the academic year. DPS serves 92,000 students. Passover begins today. The traditionally social Jewish holiday is especially relevant this year, even if the Seder tables are less crowded. Rabbi Bertie Becker of Temple Emmanuel in Pueblo.
Maybe that's what this plague is about, is to finally say, we're all in this together. We are one world. We are no longer separate people in isolated parts of the world. We are one humanity.
Rabbi Becker spoke on Colorado Matters. Coming up on the program, Senator Bernie Sanders ended his presidential campaign today, leaving former Vice President Joe Biden uncontested for the Democratic nomination. That story is next on All Things Considered. 68 in Denver, 69 in Colorado Springs, it's 72 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.